Howdy, friends. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and it gives me great pleasure to be in the studio with my friend Paul Byrne from Paul Byrne and the Bleeders. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Rick.
How are you today?
It's early for me, but it's a day.
Well, if this is early, what's regular wake up and be functioning time?
Call me in an hour.
Okay. Well, I would assume then you're jacked up on coffee, you've eaten something, and you're ready to be here.
Correct. All right. All around.
Paul Byrne and the Bleeders, you have a new recording you're working on. You have a working title?
Yeah, it's actually two songs have already been released. The album is called Imperfections of a Songwriter.
Okay. Is that autobiographical?
It so in the past I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to recording, so I will laboriously go over every single speck of recording on every track individually isolated. But
well, I appreciate that.
Thank you. It gets to a point where nothing happens, though. Everything just stays on the drive, so it never gets released because it's never perfect. So finally I said, you know, if I call this album Imperfections of a Songwriter, I'll just release it. And believe it or not, it's been really a therapeutic. It's been beautiful. I'm like, just, oh no, this is great, let's let it go, this is good.
And you have some very important, awesome folks helping out on this new forthcoming album.
One
of them is our friend Sam.
Yeah, Sam Kassir, who a lot of you, I'm sure, know from Josh Ritter's band, has been the mixing engineer on. He's been working on everything I'm doing. I've worked with him in the past. And I was fortunate enough that the first song I sent him for this album, he gave me a buzz and said, hey, I hear something on this, can I put something on it? And I was like, well, why would you ask? Just please do this. You know, the reason I went to Sam in the first place is because I really admire Josh Ritter's work and as a songwriter, but the production quality, and that's Sam's part of Sam's role with Josh. So that's why I sought him out for this, you know, years ago. And he's, like I say, he's done other stuff, but this album, he's playing more of a role in it, and he's playing piano on pretty much, I think we got him on three songs so far.
He's a great sculptor of sound and vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great, which he does on Josh's records and others, too. He's super talented cat. So
yeah.
That's so great. That
yeah, I was surprised I found he also worked with Lake Street Dive, which I another band I love. So it was...
Yeah. He's very talented, and as are you.
Why,
and
thank you.
For him to, of course, say, "Yeah, man, I'm in."
Yeah,
that's a great thing. And then there's another monster.
Oh, nice play there.
Thank
I like
you,
that.
Thank you, John Cleary.
Yes,
is a pianist from New Orleans, and well, you got him on the record too.
Yeah. John and I have been friends for quite a while. My wife and I, who you know my wife, Ann.
Mm-hmm.
So Ann and I have been friends with John and his wife for a number of years, very long time. And after one of the storms they had last year, they had a little bit of damage. So I went down to help John sort of straighten things up a bit. But most importantly was he wanted to redo parts of his studio. So I built about a dozen baffles and hung them around on this French cleat system.
Wow.
And it was, I was down there twice this year doing that.
How was the weather? Was it hot?
It's funny you should ask. So Anne was supposed to come with me on this trip. And right, literally in the 11th hour, she said, yeah, I'm not going down there. It was 115 every day.
Yeah, all our thoughts and best wishes go out to everyone in the Midwest right now where they're experiencing triple digits, like in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Just baking.
I was in Chicago yesterday.
Oof.
Trying to get out of there. Apparently, there was flooding in Detroit Airport, so I couldn't get my flight out. And I was delayed so long that I woke up this morning and I said, where's my Gibson that I use? And I realized it's at the studio. I had no idea. I got home so late last night, I had no time. I was like, well, I've got my Martin.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're here. And
yeah,
I'm
so
glad
John ends up playing
well.
He played on one while I was down there, and then we went on to do two more. So we've got three. The toughest part is going to be going through a master like that. And going through five takes of everything and decide what is best.
Take half of take two, half of take five, and three notes of take four.
The problem is I could do five releases and just let all five go.
Version one, mix two, version two, mix three. Well, Paul, all the best. It sounds like it's going to be a great record. Now, I've heard you play before. I've seen you play before. And I'm really looking forward to the remainder of the songs of the album and when it gets all done. So you're sitting here right now, and I coaxed you to have a guitar on your lap.
Yes, sir.
And do you feel like playing it?
I would love to.
That would be great. What song are you going to play for us?
So I'll start out with A Love Letter. This was the first one that came out from the album. I released two at the same time. This is A Love Letter.
And this is the one that Sam said.
Yes.
This is the one. I hear something up and said, on there.
I want to do something here.
And he heard piano, yep. I guess.
And my job right now is to try to remember all the lyrics.
Okay. All right. Do you want us to print them out?
No. I have a screenshot of them right here. All right, so here we go.
This is Paul Byrne of Paul Byrne and the Bleeders. They're performing tomorrow night at the Town Crier in Beacon. The Jason Gisser Band is also on the bill. Here's Paul Byrne live on KZE.
Woke up this morning, tell me you were going out of town. And I could come by if I thought that I would miss you. Grab my keys and rosary beads, my feet never touched the floor. I never made it out of the driveway. Either way my heart breaks, it always turns out the same. I need love, I don't need another memory. And I asked you what a boy could do, make you change your mind. You said a sweater, a love letter, and I'll never cross the county line. I could come right over and take you for a ride. We could go out by the airport like we used to. And I can roll the top back on this rusted Chevrolet. We could pretend that we're leaving on the next plane. We can look at the pictures that I took out on the beach. Look at the way that you were looking at me. Yeah, just look at the way that you were looking right at me. And I asked you what a boy could do, make you change your mind. You said a sweater, a love letter, and I'll never cross the county line. Just bought that suitcase for you. And I don't want to be the only thing between you and California. I woke up this morning, tell me you were going out of town. And I could come by if I wanted to kiss you. The way I see this going with you on down the road, you might as well put my heart in your suitcase. Yeah, you might as well put my heart right into your suitcase. And I asked you what a boy could do, make you change your mind. You said a sweater, a love letter. I asked you what a boy could do, but I knew it all the time. I got a sweater, my love letters, now we're heading for the county line.
KZE live in the studio with Paul Byrne of Paul Byrne and the Bleeders. Give the title of the album again.
Imperfections of a Songwriter.
And it's going to come out When do you think?
I got two songs already out there floating around on all the services.
So, Saturday night, Paul Byrne and the Bleeders with the Jason Gisser Band. Paul, who do you have playing with you? How big of a band? Oh. Now, before we go there, let me just interject for a second.
Please.
You are part of a dynamic duo known as Boomcat, which is you and Anne, your lovely wife. And so Paul Byrne and the Bleeders, it's a completely different beast.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although Anne is in the band.
She is.
Yeah. She plays a very important role. She actually screens all of my lyrics before I record anything and says, that word was stupid. Change it.
Does that make her part of the band or does that make her librarian?
This is used improperly. Me fail English? That's impossible. And she's also a backing singer. She writes some of the lyrics for the songs too. If I'm stuck on something, Anne will jump in and bail me out. So
right on. Yeah,
and she contributed to pretty much all the songs. There's, you know, one word here, two words there. One song is a whole chorus that she wrote. You know, it all depends on what it is.
Cool. Well, it's nice to have somebody who can creatively complement what you're doing and help you out. So good for you, Paul.
Yeah. So now, I want to tell you who's in Saturday.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask.
So we've got Ann on backing vocals. I got Glenn Fredericks on bass, who's an extraordinary writer as well and player. Emily Haig, I found Emily in a Grateful Dead tribute band, and I love the way she played. So she's in.
Was she the Garcia in the band?
She was the keyboard person.
Okay, cool.
Would you take your pick?
Okay.
And then I've got Rick Mercaldi's going to be playing guitar, another Beacon guy. And I've got another celebrity guest that night. I've got Matt Byrne will be playing drums. Matt has the same last name as me, but we're not related. Some of you might know Matt's a drummer for a band called Hatebreed.
Mm.
And he just spent the summer on and off playing for crowds, festivals in Germany for 40 to 50,000
people. Hatebreed, that soft folk rock band.
Yeah, soft folk. Yep, yeah. Yeah. Mostly all love songs.
It's just. You got to love something. Yeah.
So Matt will be playing with us, and he will bring a small fraction of his drum
kit. Does he add his light, jazzy touch to things?
He does. He
all
does.
Right.
He's an amazingly versatile musician. He's phenomenal.
Sure.
Sort of sweetheart.
I'm just joking because their genre of music is a little bit harder than stuff we play here on KZE and stuff you probably play, Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's nice that he can, unwind, relax, and, just get into a groove here and there. And that's
right.
Cool. So it sounds like you got a killer band of top name quality folks joining you and sharing in the bleeding.
Yes.
And Paul Byrne and the Bleeders. Yep. It's going to be Band-Aids passed out at the door. And that's what Phil would love. This is at the Town Crier. Paul Byrne and the Bleeders and the Jason Gisser Band. Jason Gisser, he's a great singer, great player. He knows how to bring out the energy of the room. So he'll feel it, and whether he needs to do something that would get people moving, he'll bring it. And he's a very talented cat.
Jason's a good guy.
Yeah. So all the best for the show.
Thank you.
And Paul, you want to play us one more tune, as long as it's not 15 minutes?
Sure. okay. So I was just about to do Freebird.
Oh shoot.
How about we do?
Yeah, we fade out on that right after If I Leave. We fade it out.
All right. I need to actually tune one string up a touch, if that's okay.
And you sure may. Paul Byrne and the Bleeders with the Jason Gisser Band live at the Town Crier in Beacon tomorrow night. It's going to be a great doubleheader. Who's going on first? These are the questions you might want to ask Phil Sagoner.
That's right.
We're not totally sure. It could be Paul. It could be Jason. So just go and don't miss a note. And enjoy a great meal. The Town Crier has delicious food, great sight lines, and impeccable sound. And the people who work the sound at the Town Crier definitely get a pat on the back from me every time I mention the Town Crier, because they do such a great job and they're so attentive to the needs of the artist and you, the listener. And they do a wonderful job. So all the best to the sound people at the Town Crier. And that means you'll get to hear Paul Byrne and the Bleeders sounding top. top-notch amazing with the full six-piece band. So don't miss out. towncrier.com for tickets and further info. Paul, take us out with another new one. What do you got?
And just real quick, I forgot to mention Eric Puente plays drums on the album. He plays drums on the album primarily. Yeah. So
very cool.
Having said that, this is going to make it a little shorter version of a song called, this is called Valentine. This one will get released probably in a couple
months.
Hold
everything. Yes. Do you mean there's a drum solo in the song?
Do you want me to put one in?
No.
Listen to it. Let me know where one fits in. We can do this.
Paul Byrne and the Bleeders tomorrow night, Town Crier. This is Paul Byrne live in the studio, 98.1 KZE.
Walking right beside you, I got nothing but tricks up my sleeve. I don't know how I'm gonna win you, but I'm putting all my money on me. Just watching the water roll over Mississippi by the riverbank. And then I'd like to go a little bit further, but there's no more gas in the tank. I saw you standing there, I know you anywhere. I saw you standing there. Well, I wanna take you to a movie and buy you a ring so you'll stop moving. Pardon me if I've gone too far. Before you blink your eyes once more, I wanna tell you you're everything I've been longing for, and I want you to be my Valentine. You're sleeping at the moonrise, the fortune teller's bringing me round. And she's looking kind of weathered when the lover's card went upside down. And she starts telling me everything I've been doing up till now has been wrong. And though these words are instrumental, there'll be a better end to this song. I saw you standing there, I know you anywhere. I saw you standing there, and I wanna take you to a movie and buy you a ring so you'll stop moving. Pardon me if I've gone too far. Before you blink your eyes once more, I wanna tell you you're everything I've been longing for, and I want you to be my Valentine. I saw you standing there, I know you anywhere. I saw you standing there. I wanna take you to a movie and buy you a ring so you'll stop moving. Pardon me if I've gone too far. Before you blink your eyes once more, I wanna tell you you're everything I've been longing for, and I want you my Valentine.
Paul Byrne live on 98.1 KZE. Paul, that was awesome.
Thanks, Rick.
I love the
Thank you and everybody at KZ for having me here.
I love the melody in there that you were playing with that one finger while the other ones were doing something else. It was just No, I mean it. It was great, and it sounds great. So I can only imagine that without a drum solo is perfect.
It's gonna really gonna be sweet.
Yeah,
that's without what Sam, one. Sam edits those out.
Yeah, good, good. So wherever you put the drum solo in, yeah, just cut that. Maybe keep it for another song and just start with the drum solo. Paul Byrne and the Bleeders tomorrow night, Town Crier in Beacon, along with the Jason Gisser Band. It's going to be a great night of music. It's inexpensive on the pocketbook and very rich on music. So don't miss it. Paul, anything else you want to tell the people to hook them in?
Geez, I would have had a really good answer for that.
Okay, how about a website?
Yeah, so basically everything right now is on Bandcamp. Yeah, for anything, if anybody likes what they heard, they'd like to make a donation so I can keep the songs coming. You can buy the songs for $1 each. I can put them on sale for 99¢ for KZE listeners.
All right.
But it's Paul Byrne. It's spelled B-Y-R-N-E, and I use the little ampersand, the N sign, the Bleeders.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely look for the ampersand and save a penny with KZE's.
That's right.
Big discount.
It's a mail-in refund. I just want to make that clear.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Send out one penny to everyone. It's 9:30. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Paul, thanks a lot for being here. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. All the best. We'll be back in just a moment with some more great musical diversity. Maybe we'll get by with a little help from our friends, not the Beatles.